John, chapter 3. Now there was a man of the Pharisees, named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to him by night, and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, except one be born anew, he can't see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus says to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb, and be born? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, except one be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, You must be born anew. The wind blows where it will, and you hear its voice, but do not know from where it comes, and where it goes, so is everyone who is born of the spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Are you the teacher of Israel, and do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak that which we know, and bear witness of that which we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no one has ascended into heaven, but he who descended out of heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That whoever believes may in him have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. He who believes on him is not judged, but he who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men loved the darkness rather than the light, for their works were evil. For everyone who participates in evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his works should be reproved. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his works may be made manifest, that they have been worked in God. After these things Jesus and his disciples came into the land of Judea, and there he spent some time with them, and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Anon near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came, and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. There arose therefore a questioning on the part of John's disciples with a Jew about purifying. And they came to John, and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have borne witness, look, the same baptizes, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man cannot receive anything, except it has been given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness, that I said, I am not the Christ, but, that I am sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice, this my joy therefore is made full. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all, he who is of the earth is of the earth, and of the earth he speaks, he who comes from heaven is above all. What he has seen and heard, of that he bears witness, and no man receives his witness. He who has received his witness has set his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for he does not give the Spirit by measure. The Father loves the Son, and has given all things into his hand. He who believes on the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God stays on him.